Are you hitting the button?
I hit it.
Oh.
Da, 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 da. It's time for Action Features. You know, the podcast with the guys. I'm working on a new intro.
I see.
I'm working on a new intro.
I heard it when you did it just now.
What do you think?
I think I like the old one. Maybe. Hmm. Well, I'll have to hear it back. Maybe I like the new one.
Maybe you do.
Well, will the new one be playing into that?
No, that's how it's going to be.
Okay.
I'm going to re-record it with all of the instruments done by myself.
Oh, okay.
With my mouth.
Okay. So. Like guitar.
Everything. Wow!
Can I?
Actually, that sounded pretty good. Maybe you should do the
Maybe
guitar.
Maybe I should do the guitar.
I'll do the bass part.
I'll do the saxophone and the guitar.
And the drum parts.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Sounds great.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Hi.
It's that time again.
Hi.
Time for the Action Features of the podcast.
Great.
What is it, 35?
It's 35, I think.
35? You know, iTunes sent me this thing saying we had to put a bigger image up. They're changing, like, the podcast feed for iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to, like, do a bigger image. It's got to be, like, 1400 by 1400 or something like that.
Okay.
It's got to be a big image.
That's huge.
Yeah. Which is I thought was crazy huge. And then there was something else that I had to change, like something on our feeds. I don't know how to do any of that now. Because I learned how to do it when we first started.
Whoa.
But then I just let it go.
Do you need a new image?
I probably need a new image.
I'm gonna redo the logo anyway.
Are you gonna change it?
The little AF.
I like the AF.
I'm gonna spice it up a little.
Oh, season two logo.
Season two logo.
Season two, the logo.
Yeah.
All right. Kay. Put a little two above it, like it's squared.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I'm gonna have to change it every season. Great.
Hmm. Hey, so what are we gonna talk about tonight?
Any and everything, my friend.
It's gonna be an eclectic mix.
Any and everything. What do you have to talk about?
I got a few things. Well, we should tell them about the top five first.
Well, I want to talk about... Okay, go ahead.
I mean, we're not going to do the top five.
No, we're not yet.
Mike and I were sitting here the other day, and we were talking about how three action heroes have come back. Three action movie heroes.
In a big way.
Actors that are action movie heroes.
Yep.
We had Schwarzenegger come back in
Last Stand.
The Last Stand, which was a turd.
It wasn't very good.
We had Stallone come back again, and he did Expendables. That was great.
Stallone has had his third or fourth wind or whatever.
Yeah.
His most
recent effort, you said not so good.
It wasn't great.
And everything
wasn't his fault. He didn't have anything to do with the movie other than acting, and I think that's part of the problem.
That could be part of the problem. And then we had Bruce Willis's Return to Die Hard, which everybody is telling me, even a guy I know that likes everything said no good.
I didn't see it, but there's something about it. I couldn't bring myself to go to the theater and...
I'm not interested.
I can't judge it. I mean, I will see it when it comes to DVD. I'll rent it.
Well,
that's it.
I wasn't impressed with the last one, but I don't think I would be impressed with this one either.
Yeah.
So we were sitting here, we were talking about how tough guy action movie heroes just aren't like they used to be.
Just kind of the big three.
Yeah.
That had movies like in three consecutive months. And
all disappointing, it seems like.
Yeah.
So we were saying that they aren't like they used to be. So
like
let's do our top five action movie tough guys.
Action movie tough guys.
And there'll be some clarifications on this list.
We have, it's...
Because it's a real tough list to make.
There's going to be hurt feelings.
Yeah, so when we get into the list towards the end of the show, first we're going to do our usual catch up on everything, because we did a couple of themed episodes in a row, I think, didn't we?
Yeah.
At least one.
At least
X-Men.
One. At least one in a row.
We did one X-Men in a row.
We did one in a row.
X-Men in a row. So we're going to do that towards the end of the show. But the beginning of the show is going to be all catch-up stuff on current happenings and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say whatnot already once?
No, I don't know.
I hope I did. I hope I did it twice.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I did.
This week's episode is brought to you by Rolled Gold Pretzels. Hey, roll some gold.
It's not...
What?
It's not the time to say that, though. It's the end of the episode.
Well, we stopped doing that a long time ago.
Okay. I got you those for your birthday.
You did?
I did.
Rolled Gold Pretzels.
Oh, happy belated birthday, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, Mike turned
31.
No, 24. 24 on March 6th. I was close.
Okay.
I was close the first time.
31, that's fine. While we're on it, happy birthday to Nate. It's Nate's birthday this weekend.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Nate.
32.
That's great news. You're both younger than me. Yep. That's awesome news.
Well,
that's something to celebrate.
Nobody has
I'm
to
excited.
Know. You said it. I didn't
I'm
say
excited
it.
Excited about it.
Nobody says it.
All right, well... Okay. Here we go. What do you got to talk about? Did you write anything down?
Taylor Swift getting crazy.
What'd she do this time?
I don't know. She's always... She said something to Tina Fey. I'm sure everybody heard about it. I don't really care about this gossip so much, except that you know, I always thought Taylor Swift was kind of, she's very pretty, obviously, but
yeah,
I just thought, you know, good for her. You know, she's just, you know, doing her thing. And Kanye came up and made a butt of himself, and I felt for her. And I'd like to date her.
Really?
Sure. Why not?
I didn't hear about this.
Well, she's beautiful.
I didn't hear about this.
Well. But
she's pretty
now,
young, though, isn't she?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because she dated...
She would sing a song about you afterwards.
She dated John Mayer, but that's what's just happening now.
That's all she does. It's happening now. She's been doing that for, like, the last 6 months.
Well, yeah, that's now in like, music terms. She's...
That's all she does.
Taylor, if you're listening, don't... Just stop. You gotta stop doing what you're doing. You're headed on a dark path. She's getting into these crazy relationships. What do you expect? You're dating a kid from... What was that? What's that boy band? Some British boy band. He looks like a.
Didn't she date that Twilight werewolf too?
Yeah,
werewolf.
She dated
a werewolf.
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
From Abducted.
He was a werewolf.
He's on my action tough guys.
Oh, don't
list.
Ruin it. Oh. Spoiler warning. Man.
Yeah, she dated him. She dated John Mayer.
Yeah.
Who's older than me? I think so. So.
I believe so.
It was fair game.
He's got to be older.
Fair game for me.
That's true. That's true.
But she would ruin my life, probably, and then she would...
You have a song about it.
Yeah. And then she got mad at Tina Fey for making Amy Poehler made a little joke, and she was like, oh, well, women who don't help other women go to hell.
Stuff it.
There's a certain spot in hell. Like, okay, Taylor, stop.
Get out of here. I heard Michael J. Fox made a comment on this.
Yeah.
You hear about this?
He said he would not approve of his son dating her.
Said, isn't she the one that sings songs about all her ex-boyfriends?
That's right.
He even knows. Michael J. Fox isn't staying current on music and things like that.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care about kids' music, but he knows what's going on.
He's got to get back in time.
He's busy. He's got to get back in time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's that.
I agree with Michael J.
Okay. So that was that.
That's
all you have to say about Taylor Swift?
That's all I had.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but the new Iron Man 3 trailer hit. I think this was after.
It was after.
Yeah.
It looks great.
I think it looks great, man. I can't wait. A lot of armors. There's what looks to be like a Hulkbuster type armor in the end. I thought it was an awesome trailer. I think it's going to be an awesome film. We've talked about it before, how we kind of like the fact that they're sort of showing the evolution of Tony and how he's changed after these last couple movies. I think it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see it.
You think they're going to leave it at that? Are they going to keep doing more?
This is the last one he's contractually obligated to do.
I think if this winds up being solid, it'd be nice to have just a solid trilogy
and leave it there?
And don't mess it up. Well, of course, if it's good, go ahead and try another one.
Keep making
more. Do another one.
As long as it's Robert Downey Jr. I don't want to see Iron Man played by somebody else.
He is Iron Man. At
now.
This point...
You can't do it.
No, you can't replace him.
You can't replace him.
But he's... I don't know why he wouldn't. He probably has a lot of fun.
Yeah, he loves doing it.
He loves the character.
But he's getting older, and he talked about it before when he first did the first one. He's like, I don't know if I'll still be doing this when I'm 50 or whatever. I only got so many good years left before I can keep doing this or whatever. And I don't know. I think he's over 50 now, maybe. I don't know for sure.
Over the hill.
But, I mean, he looks young, and he plays it well. I mean, there's no reason for him to stop doing it if they can get him to keep doing it.
Jonah the Hill.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying it out.
Where that's going.
I'm just trying it out.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You lost him.
Shoot.
You lost every listener we had.
I did it again.
All right. Oops.
I did it again.
Average homeboy done did it again.
The Average Homeboy done did it again.
All right, what else? You want to keep going back and forth? You have a lot of stuff?
I was talking about Taylor Swift.
I have seven, I think.
You're probably going to say some stuff that is going to make me think of things.
Okay, you want to keep going?
Go ahead.
I know, we're going to talk about action movie stuff later on. But I do want to mention the whole Bruce Willis Death Wish thing. Like, Bruce Willis is like...
What?
I told you about this.
Yeah, I think you did.
The guy that was doing Death Wish, directing it or whatever, he's now out because the studio wants Bruce Willis... as Paul Kersey in the Death Wish remake.
Really?
Which I could dig on Bruce Willis's Paul Kersey in a Death Wish remake.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I can have some hair. You know, Stallone was originally on board for that.
Yeah. So I don't know if this guy was part of the Stallone team or what.
Oh.
Or what's happened here.
I don't know if he had... I thought he had rights, but I don't know that he had rights.
Yeah. I could see Bruce Willis more than I could see Stallone as Paul Kersey. Because he should be kind of like a normal looking guy.
Well,
you know?
Stallone can tone it down. He's got to do a lot of work to keep his body, like, to keep in the shape that he's in. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if
maybe
you look
Copland?
If you look at Copland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other night. Everybody was, like, freaking out about, he put on all this weight. I know now that it is harder to keep in shape than it is for him at that age. He was what, like 50?
Exactly.
No big deal to put on that
exactly.
weight.
Exactly. Just stop working out
like,
a little
he's
bit.
Like, I just eat whatever I want. I wake up and eat like out. A piece of cake. I'll have like half a cake in the morning.
I think it's more the thing of him getting back from that. But
yeah,
it's
that was
a big deal for him.
Yeah, that was harder to come back.
He's Stallone, though. Yeah. No big deal. What's he going to do?
I'm not downplaying. He did a great job. Copland is a fantastic film.
All right. I saw this picture on Facebook today.
Okay.
It's one of those little things they send around. Little, you know, the memes or whatever.
I don't know what that is.
It's where somebody takes a picture. Well,
is it
it's
like
not a meme.
Is it like a tweet?
It's not a meme. No,
is
it's
that
not
a,
even
is
like,
it
a,
like
tweet.
A...
It's just an image.
Like a
and
Twitter?
And it's got some stuff written on it. And as I read it, I was thinking that, man, this is so true.
It's like an email.
It's like an emails. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. Because they started off by saying, anyone who was born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And it really doesn't apply to 50s, 60s, this whole thing. It's more 70s, 80s.
Okay.
So it says this. Anyone who was born in the 70s or 80s, we are the last generation who played in the street. We are the first who played video games, the last to record songs off the radio on a cassette tape. We walked over a mile with no worries of being taken. We learned how to program the VCR before anyone else. We played from Atari to Nintendo. We're the generation of Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes, Captain Kangaroo. Those aren't really applicable to 70s and 80s, I don't think. We traveled in cars without seatbelts or airbags, lived without cell phones. We did not have flat screens, surround sound, iPods, Facebook, Twitter, computers, or the internet. But nevertheless, we had a great time. And that's it.
I wouldn't say nevertheless. I would say because of that, we had a great
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Well, I think they're saying that as then we didn't need all that stuff.
Right.
Like, it seems like everybody has to have that stuff nowadays. And it was really like just, I was reading that, I was like, man, that's so
true. It's true. It's really true.
I can't believe how different it was. For me as a kid, to my kids as kids now.
Yeah, for me too.
It's
I mean,
crazy.
We grew up in a similar time, but
yeah.
Me a little bit later than you, and it was literally like that. I would go out in the summer on my bike, and your bike was freedom. Bike equaled freedom, and I would just go to whatever's, if one friend wasn't home, I'm driving, I'm going to this next place. And I'm out all day.
It was
in
no
the
big
summertime,
deal.
You're out all day. No big deal. Oh, what are we going to do? We're going to crawl under Kroger in the culvert pipe.
No big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to go hang out with my friends today. Okay, make sure you get back for lunch or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
During the summertime.
To. If you want to.
Whose house are you going to? Oh, I'll probably go to Johnny and Matthew's and then maybe over to Brian's.
Yep.
Okay, be safe, you know. Make sure you get a lunch. You know,
going to Jared's house.
Call me every once in a while. Let me know you're okay, you know.
Yeah.
That was it. But you didn't really have to worry about being okay because it was okay times.
Because maybe you didn't even have a phone.
Yeah, well, you called from their house.
You would call from the house.
You call from
but
their
if you're in the woods, you wouldn't call from the
you
house because you didn't have
woods,
a phone.
No. You'd call every once in a while and say, hey, I'm over here.
And they wouldn't freak out about it because they wouldn't think. Because
they knew everything was safe then. It was or safer.
Mom, we're going to play football in the streets.
No big deal.
Okay.
No big deal. It's not okay. Watch out for cars.
No big deal.
No big deal. Totally different now.
It's totally different. It's completely 180 from that.
Blaze is doing a report on Daniel Boone and on Italy as a nation. He's got two reports he's doing right
mm-hmm.
now. And he can do all his research from the house. He could just get on the computer
yeah.
and, here it is. There's my answer. Oh, how much rainfall do they have in a year? Oh, here's my answer.
Here it is.
You know how hard we had to find those? We had to really look for those answers. It was a trip to the library and going through encyclopedias and different books in the thing until you found it out. There wasn't a matter of just, I'm going to... There's my answer.
Peck away at the keyboard
Here's
and have
my answer.
It. I think...
So different.
I enjoy them. I'm going to have... By the way, James picked up these Fig Newtons.
They're brand new. They're not Fig Newtons, even. They're just Newtons.
That's right, because they don't have any figs.
There you go.
They're what
just
is it,
Newtons.
Peach and...
They're sweet peach and
sweet
apricot.
Sweet peach and apricot.
You're about to have your first one right now. They're great.
And they're delicious.
They're really great. And you know what's funny? We're going to get back on that, what we were just talking about. Today, when I brought these in... I don't know if it was Mary. Maybe Mary said they were fruit and cake. It's not a cookie. It's fruit and cake, like the old commercials.
It's not a cookie, Mother. It's
fruit
and cake.
On the package now, it says chewy cookies. Come on. Don't put that on
there.
We all know this is fruit and cake.
You know it's not chewy cookies.
You know it's not. This is fruit and cake.
You
told us that.
You yourselves put out the ad.
You established that they're fruit and cake.
What were they thinking?
Don't go back on that now. Okay, you've lost all credibility in my eyes.
You
That's
know
it.
What?
Well, I don't believe
you. You know
anymore.
What? I'm not eating anymore.
Don't do it. I'll eat them all.
I'm not going to eat more.
I'll just eat the rest of them.
I'm mad. I'm so mad about
I'm
it.
I'm so mad. I'll not let you eat anymore.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy the modern conveniences, but to be relying on them so heavily like we do. And then I think we're spoiled. Well, Mary, once again, was talking about this with me one time, and it's to have everything at your fingertips. Like, we used to, like, you'd be asking, you'd be talking about something. You'd say, oh, who was in that movie? And you'd all, everybody would speculate, and you'd just be like, like, I don't know. And then you have to, you would have to find out later. Or you'd have to call somebody that you knew, who knew, or whatever. Now, it's like,
you can IMDb, here it is.
You can just look it up. Yeah. But, the downside being to that, it's almost too easy.
Totally.
You know, because if you don't find out, it's a big thing. Oh no.
I like when I don't know it, trying not to go on IMDb. Like, I'm like, I want to try and figure this out on my own. I want to try and figure this out. Right. And then, you know, I mean, if you don't, you always go to it. But, yeah, you're totally right that we've lost a lot of the conversation starters and just interacting with other people thanks to all this technology. It's great to have all this technology, but a lot of the interaction is just gone.
I forget where the quote was from, and I don't remember. I'm paraphrasing, but basically, the wanting is better than the having.
Oh, that's from Star Trek.
And we're becoming friend. Well. It's probably from somewhere else.
It's from Star Trek. It's Spock.
It is Spock, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so
yeah,
it is true.
Mm-hmm.
And we're becoming a society of immediate gratification. You know, I'm sort of a partaker of this myself. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody or.
Oh, I've got an iPhone and I use it all the time.
Right.
I can't imagine not having it now.
You know what? I don't have internet at home.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
I'll bet not.
A lot of people do ask me, how do you even live? Well, I live. I do actual living instead of fake living.
Which I do.
Which you're James does all the time. Right. I'm pointing the finger.
Yeah, pointing a finger at me right now.
Instead of fake living, I do real living. I do other things. I read books that are printed on physical paper.
I'm all for that.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, I love my comics as actual comics. Now I get digital copies I have to own the physical copy first.
Yeah.
And then I'll do the digital download or whatever just to have the digital download because it's free. But I will never buy a digital comic over a real comic because, I mean, I like having real things, you know? But I have a feeling all that stuff will change too. More and more. You ask a kid nowadays what a cassette tape is or a VCR is, they're not going to know what any of that stuff is. Or, you know, it's just little things like I said, like playing in the street and things like that are just gone. And it's crazy. I mean, this wasn't such a departure from where we were kids to our parents were kids. There were a lot of things that were the same. What a complete change from where we were kids to kids now.
Yeah.
Total change. A huge generational change between those two.
Yeah. And I was noticing this years ago, like when I was in just out of high school, I started seeing, you know, the younger generations. So it's not a new development. This last 20 years have been some radical changes.
It's just an interesting thing I saw.
It's great. I think it's a great.
I think I've said it before, but I like to try and have my kids still play with toys and things like that. It's like, instead of just always being on the video games, I always appreciate if they'll actually play with their toys instead of going to play a video game. Because then they're using imaginations, they're having a good time. I hear them and they're making voices and having play scenarios and things like that with them, and that's great. And so if you're parents out there, have your kids play with the toys. Put down the video games. Buy them an action figure.
I think there's going to be...
Buy some action figures.
Action features.
Yes, that's your tip from action features.
They can listen to action features,
too. That's what they can do. All right, so I didn't even put that on my list.
That's all right.
There's something else from my kid from childhood that I wanted to mention real quick that I thought about today. The Toys R Us shopping spree. Remember that, the prize?
Yeah.
They would advertise it on television like, you could win a Toys R Us shopping spree. You got 30 seconds or 60 seconds to run throughout the store and get everything you can or whatever. And there would be like things on Nickelodeon about it, like a kid won a Toys R Us shopping spree where you'd run through the store for 60 seconds or I don't know how much time it was, 5 minutes maybe, and get everything you can. That was the shopping spree. It was a big prize.
I never did the shopping spree, but...
No, I never won the prize either. But I always wanted to win the prize. And I used to plan how it goes to the store, and like to maximize my amount of time and my amount of good stuff.
Yeah,
and they don't have that anymore. There's no prize Toys R Us shopping.
Toys R Us is not giving away.
They're not going to give away a 5 minute shopping spree.
No,
because they know they would go right to the video game aisle and just go crazy.
Just load up.
Just be all video games. All right. So that was another thing. I'm crossing these off like wildfire.
Like,
you got any more on your thing?
That's all right. No, I don't have a thing.
What time we got?
Oh, we're at 20 minutes, basically.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much time we've got. I got three more things to talk about if you don't want to...
I love it.
You got anything else you want to
try? No, I don't. Keep them coming.
I got to find those Lay's potato chips, dude.
What ones?
You know they got those three new flavors? Where they got those people that entered the flavors in the flavor contest where you made your own flavor?
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so three flavors are out there now.
Okay. From people.
Yeah. Consumers. There's the one I had here, the Sriracha, Raracha.
I remember, yeah, well, that
Sriracha.
Was good. That was real good.
Some kind of hot saucy type one. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the home, we got the garlic cheesy bread. The first time
you told me about it.
We got the garlic cheesy bread. We saw all three. We got the garlic cheesy bread, which is good. It tastes like
garlic cheesy bread. Sounds good.
The one I didn't get was the chicken and waffles one.
You passed on it.
I passed on it.
It's the least safe one.
We were just going to get one.
It's the most risky potato chip.
And now I can't find it. I haven't found them since. I haven't seen them since.
You won't.
I want to have them so bad.
They're gone.
They had some at my mother-in-law's, and Blaze got some. He grabbed some and put them in a bag, but they've been there for a while, so they weren't fresh.
You can eat those.
I tried them, and they were good,
okay.
But I want to try them fresh.
Hmm.
Man, if somebody out there sees a bag of those chips, please pick them up for me. I'll reimburse you for them. I want to try those Lay's chicken waffle chips. I want to try them. Please.
I'll try them, too.
We'll eat them on the show, and I'll reimburse you.
You know what I like? Waffles.
You know what I like? Chicken.
Well?
Put them together.
Put the two together.
Put them together and put them on a chip.
Don't be upset.
I'm not going to be upset.
Don't be upset about
that. I'm upset about not finding them.
Oh. Don't be upset about
last two together. Two more things. George Lucas accidentally let it slip.
Yes. Yes.
That Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford are probably coming back.
You know what?
Oops.
Oops, I love it.
He doesn't care anymore.
You know what? I was so mad at George Lucas for all that time that he had Star Wars on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And now that he's released it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I like George Lucas.
I do too. I love that he's just,
I'll go have some chicken and waffle potato chips with George Lucas.
I would do it.
Hang out.
In a split second.
Hang out.
I would totally hang out with him now.
Hey, George, remember when you made American Graffiti? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Remember when you made the first three Star Wars films?
Oh, yeah.
And they
were
great?
Those were great.
Remember when you ruined them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Okay,
you did that, but you know what? I forgive you.
Oh, okay. Have some of these chicken and waffle
chips. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, George.
I love that he's in the middle of an interview. Oh, yeah. We were in negotiations with them, and they're doing it. They're coming back. Oops. I guess they were going to make some kind of big announcement about that. Well, I won't tell you if the negotiations went through, even though he just told you the negotiations went through. Love it.
I love it.
I love that he's out there spoiling secrets.
He can do that all he wants.
I hope he starts telling other people's secrets that he's learned over the years. Oh, do you know that Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher had an affair? Oops. Guess I'd let that slip. And just little things. He can just fill the world with rumors.
I love it.
And little secrets that he's supposed to be keeping. That's great news if it happens, if it's really, really true.
I hope he keeps everybody up to date on new Star Wars films.
Yeah. I hope he just keeps slipping stuff.
Walt Disney? Hey, it's George. I just wonder if you had any more, some new information. No, I won't tell anybody. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, hmm.
Well, Star Wars fans, you might want to wear black to the new film. Han Solo's going to die. Oops. Oops. Shouldn't have said that. Whoops. Sorry. Well, they might change it. I love it. I totally agree. I love that George did that.
I love new George.
If Mark Hamill's back as Luke, I'm so excited.
Post-Star Wars George.
So excited. So excited if Mark Hamill's back as Luke. I don't really care about Harrison.
That's the one I really
want. Me too.
That's the one I really
want. That's
wanted.
The one.
Carrie Fisher's going to have to do them.
She's got to do something. Mark's got to get in shape too, though.
He does.
He's put on a little bit of weight.
You can kind of fudge an old man more than.
He still needs to lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah, he does.
He needs to.
You know what?
Maybe grow his beard too.
And he will. If Mark Hamill's on it,
he
should grow his beard.
He should grow his beard.
That would be cool.
That would be really neat. Come on, Mark. Grow that beard and lose some
weight. Do it.
You can do it, buddy. Hey, come on, Carrie. You also lose the beard. Grow a beard and lose some weight.
Lose the beard.
Go ahead and grow one. Who cares? It's alien. She's an alien now. She's an alien. George told me. All right. So there's that. And the last thing I want to mention is, and this might be a little spoiler, but the issue's 2 weeks old now, so I don't think it is. They killed off another Robin in the comics.
Really?
Yeah. Damian Wayne, who was Bruce Wayne's son through Talia, who was the current Robin.
That's who I would have a son through.
Yeah. I'm agreeing. I'm not saying
Be careful.
I'm my wife.
Be careful.
So I'm just agreeing with you, Mike. That's all I'm saying.
Well, she's got good genes.
Yeah.
You know, you have a chance of having a super son.
There you go.
Yeah.
So he's been Robin for a while now, and everybody hates him. Like pretty much the entire fandom hates him.
Yeah.
So he died. Well, they killed him off.
How many is that now? Three.
Jason Todd died, and spoiler, kind of died at one point.
Who?
So that's like Stephanie, who was the spoiler, who was also Robin at some point. She kind of died.
Okay.
She got better, though. So that's 2.5 Robins.
Okay.
That you've had die under your watch. Yeah, you're not having any more Robins. That wouldn't happen.
I wouldn't have any more Robins.
There was reading the comics back when Tim Drake became Robin after Jason Todd, there was this long storyline about having to convince him that he would have to, you know, he would be right for it, and Alfred had to help convince him. It was a whole long, drawn-out story of him convincing him he could be Robin, and even after he agreed to it, there was a long period of time where he was just training and learning and things like that before he let him be Robin again. Now he's almost lost Stephanie. Pretty much he died and then came back, almost. Hmm. And now he's lost Damian. And this is the New 52, so the Jason Todd thing may have never even happened. Who knows? Because New 52 rewrites a lot of stuff. But if all that stuff is not gone, it's so confusing now. Because the New 52 is supposed to protect Batman's history, like, oh, that's not going to be touched, the New 52, it's still here.
Hmm.
But now if they change it and say it's not touched, then that doesn't make sense. But if they don't change it and say it's the same, then he lost Jason Todd, kind of lost her, and then he's losing Damian Wayne. He'll never have another Robin. There's no way Batman would have another Robin at that point.
Hmm.
He would go, you know what, I've killed 2.5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time that I don't have kid sidekicks anymore.
Can't have kids.
I'm not going to have any more kid sidekicks. And that'd be a shame if there would be no more Batman and Robin. That'd be terrible in my eyes. But I don't like the New 52 anyway. And I don't like the direction they take with this stuff.
If I was a kid,
so
I
wouldn't. Who cares to me anyway?
I wouldn't fight so hard to be Robin anyway.
I wouldn't.
I'd pick a new uniform, new alter ego. How about something like Nightblade or something?
Streetwing Duck.
Yeah.
Streetwing Duck. Remember I told that story to you?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
That's it. That's current happenings.
All right, top. Okay. So like we said, the big three had their films, and they all flopped, so we started talking about, you know, when action films, and
Tough guys.
Tough guys. Wisecracking.
B.A.s. I'm not going to say what that means.
Bad. What's the second
bad
word?
Bad actors.
Bad actor.
Bad as in tough.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, those are some B.A.s.
Yeah, fill in the blank there. Like I said, some feelings are going to get hurt. This was really tough because I don't think we know how to...
It's tough to categorize it.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit, and we tried to draw a line between just regular adventure heroes and tough guy movie BAs.
There was something that changed probably in the 70s, and then in the 80s changed even more with the muscles. And like I said, the big three that we're talking about, Arnold, Stallone, and Bruce Willis, we're all 80s guys.
Yes.
Even though they made movies in the 70s, something changed during that time period, and that's kind of what we're trying to encompass here. So
it doesn't have to be just 80s.
No, it doesn't have to be.
It can be 90s, 2000s, 70s, it can be 60s, whatever.
And
these are tough guys.
Right. And this is kind of self-imposed rules on ourselves, so we want you guys to share your lists, and they can be
anything you want it to be.
Whatever you want it to be, of course.
We did want to draw a line between adventure and tough guy BA. So a thing like Indiana Jones, we both would say that I wouldn't put him... I love Indiana Jones. He's a great adventure hero,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't put him as a tough guy BA in the same category as, say, Dirty Harry.
Even though he does a lot of tough things.
Yeah, but he's more of an adventure hero than the tough guy BA.
The quality seems to be higher, too, for some reason,
yeah.
of film.
Yeah, I agree.
But the attitude overall is slightly different. And once again, it's hard to convey that, so...
Yeah. I would categorize him more as an adventure hero. And
Indiana Jones is on my all-time...
Great heroes,
leading guys list. But...
The other distinguishing thing, you can only use an actor one time.
That's right.
So you can't have three Arnold roles on here. You can't have four Stallone roles on here, or two Bruce Willis roles. You can only pick one of his roles. Because a lot of that actor bleeds into the character.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of unfair to just keep using that same one over and over
especially
again.
Especially with Arnold.
Have a little variety.
Especially with Arnold.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right, so you want to do... I have a ton of honorable mentions. I think you do as well. This was an incredibly hard list to narrow down to five. And getting the order of the five was also incredibly hard.
Yeah.
So let's do the top five, and then we'll do our honorable mentions. Okay. And if we happen to have honorable mentions amongst our top fives, like if I have an honorable mention, we'll mention it then.
Sure.
You go ahead and go first.
I'll start. Number five, Mel Gibson as Mad Max.
I won't say if it's on my list or not.
Okay. I'm sure it is. That's it. I mean, I didn't see Mad Max as a kid, the first Mad Max, but Road Warrior was on TV all the time, and...
Road Warrior is great.
Road Warrior is great. It's that and Mad Max are two different films, and totally. It's sort of like Alien and Aliens, where they connect, but there's a divergence. And but so anyway, that's my number five.
My number five is Maximus from Gladiator.
Good pick.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming at all. No, I didn't.
I felt really proud when I put that one down.
Yeah.
Because as I'm seeing that film, especially, of course, after his what happens to his family happens to his family.
Right.
And then he's in the fights and things like that and picking up the dirt. And
yeah.
Just the when he takes the helmet off and he's telling him the whole husband to a murdered wife.
Yeah.
Father to a murdered son. It's just, I'll have my vengeance. I thought it was great.
Pretty good Gerard Butler.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
Not Gerard Butler. I'm sorry.
That's good enough. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Sorry.
That part gave me chills.
Yeah.
It's just so tough and so, like, in your face, like, I am going to kill you. It was just, I loved Maximus.
He's
not, like, a shooting guns type tough guy.
Well, they didn't have guns at the time.
Man, talk about a tough guy.
You know what? I didn't even think about that.
Maximus.
That's like a whole nother... That's a different genre to me, still.
It's a different genre, but he's still like a tough guy.
I'm not questioning. He totally is, but... Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
So that's my number five.
That's good.
I'm proud of that one.
That's a good one.
Thanks, man.
Number four, John Matrix from Commando.
Hey, nice. That's the Arnold you chose.
Terminator, yeah, but... This was like
He's a robot.
Right.
In that.
And in all the other ones, I think they come after... Commando, and Commando set that precedent of muscles as big as you can, yeah, get a tan and oil up, get the biggest guns you can, you're going to shoot a bunch of stuff, you're going to make some one-liners that are absurd and crazy. I mean, it's
fantastic.
It's a crazy movie, but he can do everything. He's going to tip cars over, he's going to hold a guy over the cliff with one arm.
Remember that I said that would kill you last?
I lied.
He's wrong. It's great.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, spoiler here. Oh, go ahead. What you're saying?
Don't disturb my friend here. He's dead tired. He gets stuck in the shed. He runs out of weapons, so he's gonna throw saw blades at people. I mean,
he does it all.
He runs the gamut, and
I'm almost ashamed to admit this, but Arnold did not make my top five.
Wow.
But it was between. Well, it was gonna be either Dutch.
Yeah.
From Predator.
Yeah.
Or Commando. Those are the only two that I even thought of for Arnold. But Dutch made my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find a spot. Like, I was like, okay, this has to be... Maybe it's not the best, but it's my favorites. So it's my personal top five. So, yeah, Arnold did not even make my top five, but it was down between Commando and Predator.
And for those two for me, too. I think
there's no other
I let... influence on culture influence me.
Mm-hmm.
Like Commando kind of made some people turn heads, and then it was like, oh, we can do this type of silly over the top thing, you know?
Exactly.
Like, and that's why I picked it over. But Dutch's for me,
the clay,
is a better
putting the clay on and the screaming and stuff like that.
He did a better acting job.
Definitely.
It's just like it's a solid role. But anyway.
Number four for me is Rambo.
Hmm.
John Rambo, you've heard of him?
No.
He's played by Sylvester Stallone. Mostly from the original Rambo.
Yeah.
Just the whole survivalist
First
thing
blood.
And running through and all that stuff was just fantastic. I remember it's not been that long ago, but we went and saw it at the theater when it came back with the whatever special edition.
Yeah, they...
I was just struck as watching the film, like, just how awesome he was in the movie. And the acting was great. The tough guy aspect was great. It was just this one guy against everybody was awesome.
Milestone film.
Great film. Great acting.
Great film.
Great tough guy.
Great. Number three. Dirty Harry. Dirty Harry Callahan. Number three. Now, you could go down a long line of, you know, like, before Dirty Harry, there was Bullet. Okay, so Bullet was really the archetype. But before Bullet, there was whoever else, you know, that set a standard before that. So, but Dirty Harry is, I think... set a newer standard where he wasn't politically correct or he wasn't he just said all the coolest things, you know. He had the big gun, he shot it as if he didn't really care. He's just like, you know, it was part of what he was doing, and just cool. It's Clint Eastwood.
Well, the fact that they did so many things after that one too, it told you they did something right.
Oh yeah, you know, there were
so many imitators and his own
right.
Dirty Harry did not make it. It is on my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
And that was the Clint Eastwood I picked for my honorable mention.
He said, like, there's like three lines of his that are ingrained in our culture.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, so.
It was between Dirty Harry, his character in Unforgiven.
Yes.
Which, the end sequence.
Fantastic.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man. So tough guy. And Gran Torino.
Gran Torino's great.
He's so tough guy in that.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn. I thought that was, I mean, he's just
yeah.
a really tough, mean guy in that one.
Yeah.
But I only have five spots.
You only have five spots. What are you going to do?
I only have five spots. And how am I not going to put my number three that's on here?
What is it?
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
He almost made my number one. He was in the running for number one.
Really?
It was trading back and forth between my number one and my number three. My number two is going to remain my number two.
Yeah.
It never like changed. But my one and three kept going back and forth. So Mad Max is my number three. He's just awesome.
Yeah.
Such a tough guy.
Such a tough guy. Through the films, he's, you know, the ultimate at surviving. But the first film, that first film is so...
Oh.
So good. It's so well done and shot. But yeah, after his family dies, it's just like...
Oh, it's crazy.
Everything
changes.
Changes, and then...
And you don't even really think about his family in the second one. You don't even think about it.
No, because he's so far removed, yeah, from everything.
He's so cold and just such a survivalist at that point that it's just... He's great. Well, Mel Gibson, great actor.
Come on, Mel Gibson is
give him another chance,
Mel
everybody.
Mel Gibson is a great actor.
There's no reason that he shouldn't still be acting and doing things. Come on.
Come on.
Goodness gracious.
Let it go.
In that one film we saw not too long ago, he was a total tough guy BA.
He's a great director, too. Oh, yeah, Edge of Darkness.
That was great.
That was a great movie. It was really, really good.
All right, who's your number two?
My number two is John McClane.
Wow, look at that. I know who your number one is now, then.
Die Hard fans call me John McClane now. Yeah, what else can you say?
Hmm.
Die Hard.
He's yourself as a tough guy.
Exactly.
It's what you would hope you would do in those situations.
Exactly. What you hope that you would do.
And when you're caught in a
weird
situation,
what you like to think that you
guy,
would do.
Yeah, you think that maybe I could do what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's just a normal guy like
He's just a normal guy.
I could do these things.
Yeah.
All right, obviously, McClane is going to make it onto my list.
I hope so.
But see, that gives it away once I say...
Well, just number two.
I'm going to tell you my number one, because McClane is obviously going to make my list. He is my number one. All right?
Okay.
So let's get that out of the way.
Okay. So
John McClane is my number one. It was going back and forth with him and Mad Max, but I just kept thinking about his lines in Die Hard.
Right.
Just him running with the bare feet across the glass.
Once again... A game changer.
Totally.
It still fit in the genre, but also changed everything after that. Everything was, let's see how we can get it claustrophobic, you know, put all the action happens on a boat. You know, everything was like Die Hard on a train, Die Hard on a boat, under siege, you know, things like that.
And I kind of think that, especially in the first, say, two films, I don't remember in the third film if he had gone bald by that point or not, if he was shaving his head.
No. No.
I liked that he had hair, but it was thinning.
Yeah, I did too.
That made him more like your everyman. Like, he was just a regular guy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think the shaved head look, he almost looks too tough now.
Yeah, he,
you know?
Well, the movies were made that way, too.
Yeah.
Where, like you said, jumping on planes and stuff, but, well.
My number two.
Your number two.
And I'm surprised this did not make your list, because I know what your number one is.
Well, I probably am, too.
Brian Mills from Taken.
Yeah. Great.
Talk about a tough guy, man.
Yeah. He was all business.
Ooh, all business.
All business.
All business throughout.
You know what? I'm glad that movie got made when it did, because there are not many like that. And Liam Neeson is now, like, in the last few years, has just had his...
I haven't seen Taken 2, so I don't know how
I haven't
well
either.
That worked out. But the first one, I mean, his phone call thing, just flat out telling him he's going to find him and he's going to kill him. And then
I'll do what it takes to get my daughter.
The whole sequence where he's listening, he gives him the sheet of paper and has him say the thing so he knows which one it is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, man! And just the torture scene of the one guy.
Too cool.
So tough, guy.
So tough.
So BA.
No holding back. He shoots that guy's wife. He's trying to get the info.
Oh my goodness,
she lives.
If you haven't seen Taken, you have to see it. It's on par with these other tough guys. You wouldn't think Liam Neeson is on par with these other guys.
You know what?
Totally
it really is.
Totally is.
And once again, only five spots. So.
Only five spots.
So my number one, you already know what it is.
It's got to be John Rambo.
It's John J. Rambo.
It's got to be.
An icon. I mean, worldwide, not just America. I mean, iconic. Iconic. And personally, the fourth Rambo film was a very, I don't want to say life-changing, because that's extreme, but that movie made me look at a lot of things differently, personally and other and all that. But Rambo, I don't think there's a name of a character that's mentioned more in films. I mean, every... him and Arnold had a thing going back, so Arnold always mentioned Rambo in a film or whatever, but it comes up in other Stallone films. Yeah. It comes up in so many films. Like, Who Do You Think You Are, Rambo? All the time, just... You know, after First Blood Part 2, First Blood Part 1 was a game changer, and then First Blood Part 2 was, like, a game changer.
I thought for sure you were going to use Sylvester Stallone for Tango and Cash.
Oh, I should have.
It was probably a toss-up, right?
Yeah.
It's probably real close.
It was real close. I don't even remember which one he was.
He's Tango, right?
Yeah, I think he was.
I think that Kurt Russell was Cash, right? Was that right?
Yeah, because I can't hear him saying Tango.
Yeah. So. I can hear him saying Cash.
Cash.
Kurt, I think he was Cash.
Kurt Russell, Tango, Kurt Russell should have been on this list somewhere, but...
He's on my honorable mentions. Yeah. Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken, yes.
Do some honorable mentions. Let's hear your honorable mentions.
Okay. Yeah, Snake Plissken would be one. Who are we just... We were just talking about somebody else.
Escape from New York only.
Not
I'm
LA.
Not interested in Escape from LA.
Nobody's interested in Escape from LA. There's a whole second list. These are all Nate's list, and James Bond, Indiana Jones.
See, these guys are almost, like, not gritty enough. You know what I mean? Like, it almost has to have... They're willing to do the dirty deeds. And James Bond does some dirty deeds, but...
James Bond is the beginner of all these things,
yes.
I think. And in the 60s, that was action movies. Like, action movies weren't really established. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go... Unless you count Westerns, but... But by this point, like I was trying to say earlier, is I personally separate those big epics, you know, a 2.5 hour. If you had a 2.5 hour action movie, the way that they're made now, you'd probably want to shoot yourself by the end of it. You just couldn't handle it. But James Bond, like I feel guilty that he's not on my.
I agree
that he didn't make my list.
Indiana Jones, James Bond are in the
and
same
Indy,
kind of,
and he also put Batman.
I try to stray away, and that's one of the ones I have on this list.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from comic book ones.
Right.
Because that's almost an unfair advantage.
Right.
I try to stick to kind of everyman or kind of guys that don't have a special advantage.
Right.
You know, there's really no guys with powers on here. Or, right. And I know I'm saying Batman has powers, but he does have, like, the suit and the gadgets and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think...
So I kept Batman off the list, and I kept Wolverine off the list. I wanted to put the Hugh Jackman Wolverine on here, but it's an unfair thing. He's got the claws and the healing factor, and all these things are going for him. I almost like it that they have to go up against incredible odds, mm-hmm. and they don't have, you know, a special advantage going into it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of James Bond, too. He's got all the gadgets and things like that, but...
Yeah.
You know, I it's really tough to distinguish what can be included.
It's a really tough list. It really is, and I think only... I mean, we kind of know what we're saying, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, I felt...
I hope other people understand what we're saying.
He put Dick Tracy on his list, too, which I thought was...
That's pretty interesting.
A good interesting... Because it fits right there with the others.
That's an interesting pick. That one I would put more on there than I would Wolverine or Batman or something like that. Even though it is a comic book, it is sort of a... normal guy type thing.
He also had John McClane. So everybody had John McClane on their list.
Everybody's going to have John McClane on their list.
How could
he not? Where you're going to put it. I also had... do you have some more?
No, I'm sure, but...
Paul Kersey from Death Wish.
That was one of... Yeah, that was one.
That one was tough not to put on the list. And Piper from... Roddy Piper from They Live.
Oh, okay.
The come here to kick butt and chew bubblegum and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Mm-hmm.
His character's not named in the film. They call him Nada in the credits, but his character in They Live is a pretty big time tough guy 80s type character to me.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh, it's great.
I think we've played it in here. Maybe I have seen it.
So I had two John Carpenter characters on my honorable mentions, Snake Plissken and Piper from They Live.
I was trying to get Chuck Norris on my list.
I was too, but I couldn't figure out a good one.
Well, the thing is, it's Chuck Norris. Like, as far as a character goes, who are you going to pick? I almost put Jim Braddock from Missing in Action.
Mm-hmm.
Because that poster is so iconic. With holding the M60. But as far as the character goes, it's not... He didn't do anything that makes him stick out.
The President's Man.
President's Man. That's the movie.
That's the one. That's Firewalker.
Terrible. President's Man is awful.
It was tough for me too because when I think of him, I think of him as kind of like a nice guy. You know what I mean? Like I think of Chuck Norris as a nice guy a lot of the times.
Oh, so then, really you haven't seen Invasion USA.
That's one of the reasons I couldn't envision him being like a.
He had some cool lines. He wasn't too mean.
Yeah.
I mean, he kicked some butt. But
it's
he
a
wasn't
tough
mean.
List. It was a tough list.
It was tough.
It's a fun list, though. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Trying to decide what spots went where.
Oh yeah.
I think that's it for my honorable.
If we did this again, my list would probably change.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have. Well, a couple of them would change. The top two are. The top three.
Mine kept changing around, except for the number two spot. Brian Mills was always into the number two spot. But
I'm kind of surprised he's so high up.
Dude.
I know. It's a great movie.
It's incredible the things he does in that movie. And it was like the John McClane thing, where it's so unexpected that this guy would be this tough, you know, and this would do these things. And just looking at him, you wouldn't think he would be the tough guy.
Yeah.
And he's an insane tough guy. The other guy, I mean, Arnold and Stallone, you look at him, you go like, that's a tough guy. Right. Oh, that's a good tough guy. So there's more of the surprise factor of McClane and Brian Mills that put them so high up on the list for me.
Yes. Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Well.
What's your list? Go to facebook.com/actionfeatures and post your top five movie tough guys.
Post your top five movie tough guys.
Don't stop the top five.
Once you top, you can't stop.
Yeah, it's like Pringles with this thing. Yep.
And you don't have to pay attention to our rules.
No, you just do whatever you want. You can put five cartoon characters.
Be a Ninja
on
there. Turtle for all I care.
You can put Strawberry Shortcake on your list. We won't even read it. Probably
that's all right.
Well, maybe we'll read it.
We will read it.
Yeah, right.
We will ridicule you for Strawberry Shortcake.
Or you can post it on ActionFeatures.net. Wherever you want to put it, as long as we can find it and read it, we'd love to read it.
Yep.
So, I know Charles will do this one.
You know what? I want to say something real quick.
Yeah.
You got these Newtons here. They have the peel away top.
Yeah.
I don't care for it. I know they're trying to do freshness. Here's the thing. I bought some cheese slices a couple weeks back.
Okay.
Had the same thing. I felt dirty peeling it open like that. It reminds me of diaper wipes.
There's cheese slices like that?
Yeah, it reminds me of diaper wipes.
Oh, that's gross. You use a Ziploc
and
with the cheese slice.
With cheese, it's moist.
That's gross.
I don't want that.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. I would never do that.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I would do the Ziploc on the cheese.
That's right.
You do the peel away on cookies and things. I love
the
peel away.
I didn't mind it on the cookies, but
this is another thing that's different now from when we were kids. Yep. You only had a little bit of time for an Oreo pack.
Nope.
You tear it open, they're going to get stale fast.
You better
because there's no way to reseal it.
Eat them or share with friends.
They've all got this.
Yeah.
Unsealed it.
I don't like things that are supposed to stay sticky.
This does though.
I know. It's like with diaper wipes or wet naps.
You keep getting on diaper wipes.
I don't like them.
What happens when
they're
when a baby's
already
on?
Wet?
Poopy.
They're already wet. Well, I don't have a baby. I'm saying for adults.
Yeah, they're already wet. Yeah.
Here you go. Here's oh, wet. You want to wash your hands? Yeah. You know what? I'll have the dirt on it.
Yeah.
I'll have the dirt on
I'm
my
good.
Hands. Because I'm
good with the dirt.
I'm just gonna spread this around with.
Just spread the dirt around some more.
I don't want a napkin that's already moist.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just me. It's just weird, and I don't. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I understand. I want Alec Baldwin to play the Shadow again. I just want to say that. Right. He's getting in shape. I want him to play the Shadow again.
He should.
Is there something wrong with that?
No.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There'd be something wrong with you if you didn't.
I think so. Oh, one last thing.
Quick.
Real quick. Eric Wade Meter, who we talked about before, mm-hmm. who's the artist I told you about, he's a really cool guy. He had sent an email out to a few friends, which I was one of his friends that he sent it to, asking for
look at you.
Our top comic movies list.
Oh, really?
You want to talk about a hard list. I have 25 spots on my list, and I'm still going back for it. It's like homework.
You have 25 spots on your list?
I have 25 films listed. Top 25.
He wants us to do it, or he's got something going
on? He said we should do it on the show sometime, but he's just doing it amongst his friends. So it's really tough. Really tough. So we're going to do that. We're going to have to do maybe a top 10 of comic movies. Or should we do just top 5? Just top 5?
I know it's going to be hard.
It's hard, dude. It's really hard.
I can do 5.
Okay, we'll do 5.
I've got my 5 already.
We'll do 5. Maybe we'll do it next time. Who knows?
Nobody knows.
Who knows? But start thinking about it, people.
The Shadow
We're
knows.
Going to do a top 5 comic list.
The Shadow comic movie list. Knows. Did you see how I tied in the Shadow?
I know.
Action Features.